Let me take you to Cuba now, a place that's coursing through all kinds of changes. Here's one thing, though, that's remaining pretty constant. Cuban singer-songwriter Silvio Rodriguez, one of the best-known performers on the island. For the past 6 years, he's been keeping socially conscious music alive, performing for people on the street in some of Cuba's poorest neighborhoods. Our friend Beto Arcos was just in Havana, and he got a chance to see Silvio in one of these street performances.
The concert took place in a barrio called Jaimanitas, not far from the Marina Hemingway. There was a small stage in the middle of the street with the Cuban flag draped over the back. Silvio's idea is to bring music to people who can't afford concert tickets. When he walked on stage, he spoke to the hundreds of people who came to see him. Silvio said, "We've been doing these concerts in different neighborhoods in Havana for a while. We took our music out of the theaters, and it's great because what we get back is so much more than what we've given."
Para mí representa parte de mi propia voz, porque dice cosas que me gustaría decir.
One local fan, Aurora Reyes, tells me Silvio says the things she would like to say, but he says them easily and beautifully. There was also a large contingent of Chilean fans in the audience. Roxana Castillo is getting a degree in community-based mental health in Havana. She saw Silvio back in Chile in 1992, at the National Stadium in Santiago, where hundreds of people had been imprisoned and tortured during the Pinochet dictatorship.
Silvio Rodriguez fue para nosotros en etapa de dictadura.
Castillo says during the dictatorship, Silvio Rodriguez was a voice for the people who opposed Pinochet. And for the protesters in Chile, Silvio was the most popular singer-songwriter. The audience sang along to this song, El Necio, The Stubborn. Silvio dedicated it to Gerardo Hernandez, one of the Cuban Five, who were arrested in Miami in 1998 and convicted of spying. They're all back in Cuba now and considered heroes here. Even as the U.S. and Cuba relationship improves, Silvio's lyrics suggest Cuba won't give up the gains of the revolution or replace socialism with capitalism anytime soon. Darcy Fernandez, a music promoter in Havana, says these small concerts are all impromptu. Silvio doesn't want media attention. She says, there's no TV spot, there's no mention of them on the radio, he doesn't do interviews, his office sends an email to a couple of friends, and that's it. Then he'll arrive at the barrio to set up, and that's when the barrio finds out, when they set up the stage. This was Silvio's 75th concert in his Gira Interminable, or Endless Tour. Silvio is now 70 years old. He says he'll continue to do these concerts until there's no more poverty in Cuba, or until he dies, whichever comes first. For the world, Beto Arcos, La Habana, Cuba.
A la ventana le han salido dientes de agua de lluvia en blanca red. Para allá se está mojando el hombre, para aliviarle al año su vieja sed, para aliviarle al año su vieja sed.
A sweet little dose of Silvio Rodriguez live in the streets of Havana. You're listening to The World.